Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Nick Caserio, Texans GM, joined Seth and myself a little earlier in the show, about 2 hours ago. It'll be up on the podcast, Payne and Pendergast podcast. Download that bad boy. Get on the subscription list. Give us a 5-star review. Keep our podcast numbers popping. We've got really good podcast numbers. Be part of that, the movement, the Payne and Pendergast movement.
Yeah, us youngsters out here. Yeah. For all you old folks out there.
Out here on the streets.
Podcasts are where it's at. Just sort of, sign up for a podcast platform.
That's it.
And subscribe.
You got please. It, baby. You got it. Here was Nick Caserio earlier in the show when we asked him, what did you learn from the hiring and firing of David Culley?
Anytime you make a decision like that, it's never easy. I would say specific to David, it's always difficult to let, I would say, really good people that you develop a relationship with over the course of the year. So we made the hire last year because we felt that was the best thing for our organization at the time. In the end, it didn't work out, I would say, the way any of us, would have hoped after a year. It's not one thing. It's not one particular thing. I'd say, there's multiple reasons. I'd rather not get into anything too specifically. I think there's some things generally we can discuss. But, in the end, my responsibility to the organization is to make the decisions that I feel are best for our football operation and organization as a whole. And you don't enter something and go into something on a short-term basis and think, okay, after a year, you're going to have to make a change. I think what you have to do, you have to be very purposeful throughout the year and at the end of the year. And, if you get to a point where there's things where maybe you see a little bit differently, you have to have discussions about that. And ultimately, my responsibility is to make the decisions that are best for the organization. So that's what I did, and that's what we did, last week.
It's a big hire coming up here for Nick Caserio. You followed up, Seth, to that with asking Nick about the criteria. Is the criteria different this time around in finding your next head coach than it was when you hired David Culley a year ago?
I think just organizationally and where we were last January, to your point, we were at a different point. I'd say there's a lot of things swirling around. I think we're in a better situation, candidly, than we were last year on a lot of different levels. And I mentioned this last week. I mean, David has a lot to do with that, for the stability and the consistency and the leadership that he brought to our building on a day-to-day basis. So, so we'll recalibrate here. We're working through that process right now. I would say criteria, it's a very general term. And what are you looking for? There's never one particular thing that you're looking for. But I would say just where the building is, where the team is. There's been a lot of turnover on the team. I think going back to the spring, even when I first came on with y'all, when we put the team together, we kind of understood we were going to be high-volume signing team. We didn't have a lot of draft assets. So, and a lot of players were on, 1 to 2 year deals, which everybody had seen. The biggest commitment that we made was the Cam Johnston, on a multi-year basis. So we were just trying to bring in a number of different players, give them the opportunity, field as competitive a team as possible, with the idea that maybe out of that group we would be able to maintain some of those players for next year, which in some cases, we've been able to do. So we have 31, 32 players that aren't under contract for next year, so we certainly have a lot of work on the player acquisition front. But I think there's definitely, I'd say, interest league-wide, interest from our own players in potentially returning. And then when you look at our draft situation and draft capital, we're in a better position today than we were a year ago. So it's not perfect. We still have a lot of work to do. We still have a long road in front of us. But I think we're moving in the right direction, and we're able to at least put a foundation in place that everybody at least has an understanding of what we're trying to accomplish and what we're trying to do. Now it's our responsibility to kind of take a next step here from, you know, year one to year two.
I think that's a long way of saying yes. The criteria is different. He answered the question, is the criteria different for the head coach, by laying out how different it is in the building over there this year as opposed to this time last year.
Yeah, and I think the fact that they were going to be in a high turnover state, and that I think that people shy away from reset or talk like that, and understandably so. And I think that I think they hired Culley for a specific set of circumstances, which at that time included maybe just trying to pull Deshaun Watson back into the fold. And from what, you know, from what Deshaun Watson had said publicly, I think that Cal McNair and perhaps Jack Easterby, who are the two most influential guys who are on the team and watched the 2020 season unfold, when Deshaun Watson said publicly that we need a different culture
shift,
or what have you, I think that I wonder if just Cal and Jack Easterby assumed that Deshaun was talking about Bill O'Brien, when maybe Deshaun Watson was talking about Jack Easterby. You know, and maybe Jack Easterby knew that, maybe he doesn't. Maybe I'm completely off base here. But I do feel like at least part of the Culley hire would have been that you're trying to pull Deshaun Watson back into the fold. And hey, Culley's the opposite of what Bill O'Brien was. So I think that if that was the thinking, then you're errant on two things. One is that you don't know for sure that Deshaun really had an issue with the way Bill O'Brien actually conducted things and ran things. I think Deshaun was talking a whole lot about the stuff that happened in the 13 weeks after Bill O'Brien was fired.
Yes.
In terms of the way the organization was run. Two, I guess it's that, hey, positivity is great, and that, you know, always moving ahead, always attacking thing with a grin on your face, that's a great attitude to have. Like, you know, Pete Carroll has that. But Pete Carroll also has a lot of other things that David Culley does not. And I think that positive attitude can only go so far if you don't really have a lot of substance behind it. And Pete Carroll and a few other coaches that are known for being pretty positive, like, they've got a lot of substance behind it, where Culley does not. So if they made a mistake with the Culley hiring, even if it was probably meant just to be more of a short-term fix, I think they kind of set their sights too low. And they cared a little too much about a couple personality traits compared to the overall picture.
Well,
and there's a whole lot of speculation I just gave.
Of course. No, but I would add one thing to that, Seth, which is we don't know who actually would have taken this job a year ago.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think part of, as you lay that out and I start thinking, part of Nick Caserio's answer to your question about criteria, laying out, hey, man, we're in better shape salary cap-wise. We've got draft picks this year. We've got a bunch of guys that we, you know, some of, you know, 31 guys entering free agency, some of whom want to be back here, some of whom we want to bring back here, all of those things. I think part of what he's doing as well there is painting a picture like, hey, this may be a job that more people actually want to take this time around than a year ago. You know, the criteria might just be, the criteria may have more to do with guys wanting this job this time around as opposed to last year, when I think it would have been very easy for good coaches to take a look at this job and go, whew, I'm going to be a sacrificial lamb if I walk. I'm walking into a 2-15 record to start my career with nothing to feel good about coming out of that year. Now, the fact that they've come out of this year actually feeling good about Davis Mills and the rookie class, and, you know, maybe they move on from Deshaun, I think those are things that you hang your hat on a little bit. But I it was a long answer to say yes, it's a different criteria because we think we got a better shot at a different kind of coach this time around.
What do you think about a guy like Leslie Frazier or Lovie Smith or, I don't know, just Wade Phillips, like somebody who had head coaching experience, if they'd been offered that same amount of money? I guess I'm impressed, if that is the case, I'm impressed that many guys would just turn down $22 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
Other than that still, in some respects, was less than what the average NFL contract is going for a head coach right now. So they would have felt like perhaps that's not enough of a commitment. And yet, I guess it's that bad of a situation. They're also not going to accept something that's probably like their last big paycheck ever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not completely convinced there weren't more qualified people that were willing to take that job.
Maybe. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. Here was the, we just played in the previous segment, Nick Caserio's answer to our question about, are you open for business to trade down from number three? That was, we gave you kind of a chopped up answer because in the middle of the answer, he had to drop his kids off at school. Here's the uncensored version. Are you open for business on moving that third overall pick?
Absolutely. Always open for business. You never want to limit yourself Hey, girls, have a good day at school. Sorry, I'm playing a pinch hitter. My wife is on the DL, so I got to get the girls to school. But that's
okay, no problem, Nick.
Sean, it's a fair point. I think, you know, I've always been open-minded.
All right, there you go. You hear the door slam. I thought something was about to happen, Seth, when after absolutely, I hear the sound of a door opening with the car. I'm like, all right, he's getting pulled over. He's getting out at work. Nope. You can hear in the background, you can hear his daughter like, bye, Dad.
Yeah, it was that was nice. I think that was why.
Human touch.
Yeah. We had Ross Tucker on earlier. He was getting in and out of vehicles the whole time.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
That kind of a,
I think it says a lot about us that guys are willing to, you know, in that quality commute time, they're willing to talk to me and you.
Willing. It says a lot about us that they're not willing to carve out any actual, like, valuable time in their,
see?
In,
I thought it was
in
a
their day to actually talk to us, yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.